Hey there, Scott McKenzie again with Industrial Talk, and this is number four. Number four in a series that we're talking about why you need to do podcasting. And we've already talked about my why and some of the great things that had, as a result of doing the podcast, we've done that. And we've talked about the old way because there's digital numbness. Whether you like it or not, how do you get heard in that digital numbness? And then, you know, the real self-reflective part, I can't, which you can, because I know you can do this. And the reality is, as we continue to build on why you need to do podcasting, you'll see that you have to figure out some way of bringing that into your marketing, sales, branding strategy today and going forward. Once again, you do it yourself, or you figure out some, you know, relationship that you know that you can continue to do it, because it is powerful. I've seen it. I've experienced. Now, what we're going to be talking about today, because we're venturing into the sales. We're going to be talking about the marketing of it and the branding, you know, swag it brings to your organization, to your company. And we're going to be talking right now about humanizing content. Okay, here's what I mean by humanizing content. Let's take a blog. You write a blog. Great content, fantastic stuff. Everything is wonderful. You've got all your backlinks. You got everything that you possibly can put into that particular blog. And it's hitting the nail right on the head. But what happens is that, one, there's a mortality component associated with written blogs. The other component is that it's not human, meaning it's just written words. You know, I can read books, but there's, and it could be moving and all that stuff, but there's not that human component. Now, if I take that blog and then I convert it into a podcast structure saying, okay, hey, we're going to be talking about this thing, which is just really an extension of the blog, but then it demonstrates your personality, or the host, let's say I'm the host and I interview you, the blog writer, it demonstrates your human element associated with it. And why? Why are you passionate about this? Why? It gets to the feelings of what you're doing, right? And that is really motivational. Plus, it really grabs people. And so not only that, you video it. And then all of a sudden, you can see the face. You could see the eyes and the passion of the individual who wrote the blog. And then, again, if it's a podcast, boom, driving around, I'm listening to somebody who has amazing content, and she is passionate about what she wrote about. That's humanizing. That is what is important. Because, once again, in the prior series, I talked about digital numbness, content numbness. How do you stand out? The human. You've got to have a passion about your humanizing content. I mean, when we start talking about industry, right? And I've had a lot of podcasts, and we talk about what they're passionate about. Holy cow, it changes. It's like having a conversation about your favorite sports team. And instead of just reading it, you put your heart and soul in why you are the biggest fan for that team. That's humanizing. So you could say, hey, what about a shovel? Okay, what about a shovel? You manufacture shovels. But who in that line of manufacturing gets the wood? What does that person do? Does that person have a family? Does that person enjoy whatever hobbies? Has that person been a hero at some point in time and saved a family from a burning home? I don't know what it is, but every time that you think of content and posting content, there has to be a human element. It just has to happen, because that's what it is about. So when I go out, and I go out to the digital platforms, I am far more attracted to that story that highlights people doing incredible things and being real and not being, you know, I always say khaki pants and blue collared button-down shirt, but real people who have real challenges, who have overcome real problems and have succeeded on the other side. Because that tends to bring to you the ability, the hope that, hey, if she did it, I can do it. If I understand who she is and some of the challenges, I too have it. And then see the passion that she brings, and it's like, wow, I do too. So in this episode, we're talking about the humanizing of content. Because when we start to begin looking at and begin talking about the sales process and talk about the marketing process, we always have to consider, because the podcast, the platform of the podcast, is a powerful, humanizing content creator. It just is. Does that make sense? Because you need to, once again, I'll tell you, okay, how about watching cats on Facebook? Everybody does. Maybe some, like, I don't like cats, but they're cute, they're fun, and they giggle, and you hear people giggling in the background, or dogs, or puppies, or something like that. It touches a certain part of your soul. So you have to think beyond just saying, hey, we've got a great, you know, widget, and we're the best widget manufacturer in the world, because people will just, boop, they will flatline in a jet second. But if you say, hey, we got a great widget, but here's a guy that, yeah, he's the one that discovered the best part about this widget, and that he included this thing. Let's talk to him a little bit. Okay. And then all of a sudden, you're bringing out that human element. Okay. So remember, the series, you got to look at the why, because that's real important, because you want to look into that. And of course, the old way of marketing, the old way of just sort of this digital numbness, you can. Don't say you can't. You can. And then, of course, we're talking a little bit about humanizing your content, which is real important. It just is. Now we're going to take and venture into, and I think we're going to talk a little bit about how you start to structure the sales process. Now, I understand all of this. Now let's go in and begin diving deep into identifying the sales process that you can leverage your podcast. Thank you. You guys are wonderful out there. Keep at it. Do not give up. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly, you know, change the world. That's what you're about. That's what we're talking about here in this podcast series. You can do this. So stay tuned. We start talking about the sales process.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.